The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Welcome back to Smosh Mouth. We have another beautiful guest with us. My name is Amanda Lee Hancanto with my host,
Shane Topp.
And this is our lovely guest.
Hey, my name is Tommy Moe. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Welcome back to Midnight at Midnight.
It's midnight here always.
This takes so much breath work actually do.
Doesn't it? Will we calling in your love songs? We got another caller from Highway 20 about the love songs.
Yeah, my wife is cheating on me.
Just like horns in the background.
We got another caller calling in.
My name's Dale. I'm working on a truck. I just want to say, I've been listening to you guys for 4 years. And I want to say you're really big fan.
Dale, we're going to have to ask you to speak up.
Dale, we're going to have to ask you to speak up.
Speak up, Dale.
Dale, we're going to have to call 911 and have to hang up on you because we can't handle this.
Anyways, Dale. Here's the Commodores.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Guys, I could do that forever. We're here with Tommy.
Yeah, man.
What's up?
It's Smosh Mouth. We're here with Tommy. Tommy, you're so silly.
Hey, you're so silly.
Hey, thanks.
Tommy.
I don't know.
When you do that, it doesn't work.
No, it's not.
Tommy, you're so silly, but also I feel like you're a lot.
What's going
now, Tommy,
on?
I've noticed that you are so silly.
Tommy, since you're such a silly, silly boy, we realize that you are just like us, where you have a lot of ideas and inspiration probably constantly going in your brain.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
I mean, it's yes and no. I'll have plenty of ideas. It's actually about whether my brain is like, your ideas are good or your ideas are bad. There's always ideas. It's more
right.
About the mindset, you know?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That seems fair. I would say out of all the cast on camera, you have the most like insane jokes.
Yeah.
Your jokes are the most I don't know where it came from jokes. Mm-hmm. Everyone else's, I'm like, I get where the process came from.
Oh, thank you very much.
I get where that showed up.
Everyone else is pretty predictable. You, on the other hand.
No, they can be unpredictable, but if I sit and think about it, I'm like, okay, Amanda clearly met someone at some point who just was insane and she learned how to morph into that.
Yeah, or I just am, you know, that person. I feel like I'm just like this big fucking ball of body who's just in their house like, turn on the TV. I feel like there's a part of me that's like, what is that person in Star Wars? That big bean?
Jabba the Hutt?
I feel like I'm halfway Jabba the Hutt of like a woman in her house like, turn on the TV and get me another glass of Chardonnay.
Somebody get me a snack.
Yeah, so it kind of comes from that.
Okay.
So you don't know.
Yeah, I really don't at all.
But Tommy understands that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Tommy?
Oh, I'm full job, the Hutt.
Job of the Hutt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm full job.
Blow job of the Hutt.
Blow job of the Hutt.
That's our new character. Hey. Ideas.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Totally job of the Hutt.
Totally job of the Hutt.
So, like, when you have good ideas, are you like, okay, they're amazing? Do you have to like?
What really happens is, and it only I've noticed a pattern now. Like now I know. So like cool. Then this happened last night. So like it's crazy. I feel like I get touched by like the comedy god sometimes.
Oh.
And I'm in bed and I'm like about to go to sleep. It's always right then.
You get touched in bed.
Yep. Oh, and you know, and I've got some traumas.
Yeah.
No, but I'm in bed. I'm like getting comfortable, and then all of a sudden it'll be like, oh, that's the direction this sketch should go in. And then I'll take out my phone and I'll be like, and then like 2 hours will go by and I'll be like, I just wrote a script. And then I'm like, okay.
Yes.
Wow.
And then I'll go to sleep. It always happens like, bink. like right before, and then I'm like, oh, thank God.
I know. Me too.
Yeah.
Did you know, I heard that Mitch Hedberg, the stand-up comedian,
I love. 90s,
he would have a metal plate and he would hold a thing of keys in his hand as he was going to sleep, so that's because that's when he'd have the best ideas. So they would come to him and he would wake him back up and he would write down those ideas.
Dude, I was obsessed with Mitch Hedberg. What's another word for what's a word for how to open doors or something like that? That's on a bagel. Open sesame. Wow, I butchered that joke.
He also has
and some are very predictable.
He has the one where he's just standing silently and just goes, "Dogs are forever in the push-up position."
Yeah,
and you're just like, "What?
Yes,
the fuck
that's
up."
Great.
I think I'm sort of similar. I don't know I haven't pinpointed exactly when my ideas come to me. They just show up sometimes. Mm-hmm. I specifically remember when I came up with the sassy leg infantry idea. I was getting out of the shower and like I kind of had like a towel on. I think I caught myself in the mirror and I started like just kind of moving my legs like that, like pointed around, and I was like, oh, this is really funny. What if it's a drill sergeant? and that's just where it comes from. Others I just don't know. But in talking about all these ideas and stuff, we had this, Amanda and I were talking, and we were like, what if we just delved into our notes apps on our phone? Because I'm sure we have a ton of, specifically our iPhones.
Specifically our iPhone. If you have an Android... If you have an Android or a landline, like the old Jabba the Hutt lady in her kitchen... you can't write anything there.
You can't.
But if you have an iPhone and you have the Notes app, I don't know about you guys, but I have multiple different like lists of characters or ideas through the years. And I always have to write new. And I'm at a point where it's like new.
Yes. Oh, you can see the different layers. It's almost like how geologists study the layers of time by looking at it. You can study where I was at and all these things.
Yeah.
Mine is so disorganized and so stupid. But the more disorganized and stupid looking a note is in my phone, generally the funnier it is. If it's really organized and well written and titled, I end up hating it. It's not good.
And you have to really... For me, I now have to give myself context clues because sometimes I'll go back and be like, woman with hat. I don't know what I meant.
I have a ton like that.
I have so many.
Right? I have so many that's like, man with that one shoe, or like, don't stop me. I'll just have quotes.
Awesome.
Don't stop me, where I'm like I'll never figure out what that means. Never.
How many are in there when you're not sober? How many are in there when you're drunk?
Zero.
Zero.
Well, that's not true. No. That's not true. If I am going, if I'm out, say I love people watching, that's where I get my best ideas, obviously. So sometimes when I'm out, I'll literally listen to what they're saying and I'll write down everything that they're saying. Like, quote, especially when I was in Boston.
Oh, Lord.
And
character study city.
And then if they're good, then I'll do like a series on them, right? Like Wet Cop. I had like a Boston bartender, but or shows. Like if there's like a reality show of a character that I like, I'm like, oh my God, that is, but I have to write down what they say because that is really like a true characteristic of, you know, a person for me.
I need to get better
about
show.
I need to get better about that, about people. Like I people watch, but I don't people watch with a like goal in mind. I'm not sitting there looking at someone and being like, oh, I need to turn this into a character. I'll just observe and be like, that person's crazy.
Yeah.
And then I don't think about it. There's one guy that still stands out. Where I really need to do this is at the gym, because the gym has just insane guys.
Sure,
just insane guys.
Yeah.
Thinking back, there was a guy at a gym forever ago. This is like over 10 years ago. And every gym has this guy. It's a guy who's somewhere past 70. But he's wearing all the shit he wore in the 80s.
Oh.
So he's wearing like cut jean shorts.
I love it.
Way too short.
Wet Hot American Summer vibes.
Literally. No, this one guy, he had an American flag bandana that he wrapped around his head. And he had that. And he had the gloves. And he had the tank top. The
American Gladiator.
Literally, like
he transformers into a motorcycle when he leaves.
Yeah. And he's gonna give every guy tips or like
See, that's funny. I love that because it's like when you see a character like that and you turn it into like something more. I feel like that's really such a fun way to like look at characters is like go like, oh my God, this guy, what if he turned into a motorcycle when he left? You know what's funny that you said that? I was just on the East Coast, and this guy was letting cars in, and he's like this 90-year-old man. Oh. And he always makes you, like, there's like this string that he holds. He always makes the women limbo while they go under. He's like,
no.
Do a little limbo. God. And you're like, oh, not now, since I have 5 coolers in my hand.
Shit.
But he's like crusty and like from the sun, and he's always like, have a good day. And I literally, this whole vacation, I was like, dude, he turns into a crab at the end of the night. Literally, he's like, have a good day. And then all of a sudden, it's like all the cars leave, and he goes, finally. And it's like.
His little eyes go.
Yeah. He goes, beep, beep. And the whole back. The whole back becomes like a crabby crustacean. Then he goes.
Now it's time for me to do a little limbo.
Yeah. Now I get to limbo on the little rope.
Because I'm a crab, I can perfectly fit under anything.
And he goes back into the ocean.
Yeah.
That's what he is. He turns into a crab.
That's where he belongs.
Does every single one of your characters turns out to be a transformer?
Not always.
I have noticed that about all of your characters.
Sometimes, but I think that they all have the potential to turn into an animal. They all have the potential to turn into an object or an animal. The crab guy, though, I said it to my husband, and he was like, oh my God, yeah, totally. I'm like, yep. Absolutely. So now every time I see him, he's like, do a little limbo. I'm like, so the ocean's calling you. You better get in there.
Your meat is very delicious when you crack it open.
I just had you on a sandwich.
I'm going to boil you. Okay, do we want to just get into our notes apps?
Sure.
Because I feel like we're talking about a bunch of ideas.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
Tommy.
Let's just share about.
I think Tommy needs. Why don't we do like. Should we do like a few like at a time?
Yeah. Like, you know, share a couple. And then first, I just want to like know.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I just read my first one and I'm like,
no.
No.
My first one, I'm pretty. This is.
Go ahead, Shane.
This isn't even titled.
Do it.
This just has a few ideas just written on it.
Yeah.
First is in quotations, it says, I think he's being ratatouille'd. After that, it says, anyone with a big hat could be getting ratatouille'd.
What? Oh, is that from
Ratatouille?
No.
Everything Everywhere?
Everything Everywhere?
No, well, yeah, I guess that's.
They made a ratatouille.
They made a ratatouille, but I think it's funny to be suspicious of anyone with a big hat and that they could be getting ratatouille'd.
That's actually funny.
Any cowboy?
Any cowboy could be getting ratatouille'd.
Mm-hmm. Any cowboy.
Just cowboys with the big 10-gallon hats.
Yeah,
What if I wear a big hat and go out in public and act insane and make people think I'm being ratatouille'd?
You just need someone like who like follows you around and goes, I'm so sorry, he's being ratatouille'd.
Sorry, he's...
Yeah.
Excuse him.
There's a little rodent on his head pulling his hair.
You're just in jail for the rest
of your
life.
In fact, do you have an almond? He might be a little hungry.
The mouse only eats almonds.
I have, first of all, I have to throw this out of the way because I had a so what I did last night is I collected my randoms so that I'm not like searching for 5 years
that
for
makes
all my
sense.
Randoms.
Yeah, perfect.
And I had one that was just, before you cry, you can say your eyeballs are rock hard. Quote, I'm about to bust a duct.
Wow.
I'm about to bust a duck. Bro. I want you, please, to say that the next time you're about to have a heartfelt sob, like you're in the middle of like a real conversation with someone.
Sorry. I'm about to bust a duck.
That's actually really funny. I feel like that's a teenager son who like literally I walked into the mom role again. Literally can't talk about his feelings. So he's like, Mom, I'm about to bust a duct. I'm a mom.
My heart hurts.
If I'm at the gym and I'm about to cry, I'm going to make sure to yell that out.
Okay, good.
I'm about to bust a duck.
And then the guy goes, jump on my motorcycle. And he turns into a fucking motorcycle.
Jump on my motorcycle. I mean me.
I mean me.
Maybe we should all just read our first one and go around.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here's mine. It's so dumb. When your hair talks to you, jump, jump, jump in a bun.
You've got to be kidding me. What?
What?
Literally,
what's that about?
I actually don't remember this.
Jump, jump, jump.
When your hair talks, you jump, jump, jump in a bun.
So wait, is that all supposed to be one idea? Or is that multiple things in one sentence?
Yeah.
Is that what your hair is saying to you?
I think your hair goes, come on, jump, 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 get in a bun. I don't fucking know, you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
So far, I would say so far Amanda's winning in just in terms of you really write down anything.
Yeah. I literally will write down anything. And see, it has to be a quote also.
Because
jump, jump, jump.
Tommy, I feel like yours is a full-on like stand-up joked.
You guys.
Stand-up joke. Mine is sort of a holy shit.
This is just one new.
You don't put spaces?
No, I don't put spaces. I just do dashes.
That looks like a novel.
I just do dashes, guys.
I love
this. This is just the one. This is one new characters. If you search characters, you'll see like 20 of them.
Amanda has 100 years of solitude written in her notes app. Okay.
Go ahead.
I have another. This is all still from this one. I have one note that has like 5 ideas. The other one says, calling a plumber and Mario and Luigi come in and just fuck shit up.
That's great. That's actually legit.
That's just, that's very much like, oh, I'm trying to think of a smosh.
Yeah, that's
like a lot you can tell are like, oh, that was a try not to laugh idea that I wrote.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that's very much one. Like, I need a plumber and then two guys come out as Mario and Luigi and just throw plungers everywhere.
Absolutely.
Tommy, go ahead.
So then I started writing down like, let me get through a few nonsense ones. So
you want to read a couple. You can read a couple.
Read a couple.
Okay. I have, and there's no description past.
You got it.
POV, you're an NFT.
Okay.
That's actually smart.
Underneath that, my son is an NFT.
Okay.
And then underneath that, POV, you're the CDC. I don't know.
Because it rhymes.
Lots of fun letters.
Yeah.
You're having fun with letters.
Fun with letters.
I like letters.
I like POV.
But one that was also part of that chunk that I liked was dad convincing kid to be bad so Santa gives them coal because the dad is a train conductor.
Oh, wait, that's actually brilliant. That's weird. That's weird.
Gotta get
that
my
makes
train
me
to
feel
run.
So weird. Kids be bad for Santa. And then he's just like, choo-choo. And then it's 10 minutes of him on a train. Yes. It's like a weird short
son,
film.
Son. I need you to kill a man. I need so much coal.
We got to get to Montana this weekend. I don't think we can make it. Here's how a gun,
much,
son.
How much coal will Santa give you?
I like that it's proportional
to how bad you are. He'll give you that much coal. At a certain point, he is helping you.
Exactly.
He's doing a good thing.
That's so good. Okay. I'll read a couple. God, one just says Nancy Grace.
Hell yes. Yeah.
Which absolutely. I'm like, there's plenty.
Oh, you can crush a Nancy.
There's plenty that I could do with
and
that.
And may I say, that is all you had to write. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You just write Nancy Grace and you're like, got it.
Got it, done.
The key is to write as little amount as possible that gets the point across. And Nancy Grace sells it.
Nancy Grace. Most of these are people that I've seen. I think a lot of these aren't middle of the night ideas. I think a lot of these are people watching.
Yeah.
Drunk guy with his dog. I should just call him Uber because I just want to wrap my arms around him and have him take me home.
Aww.
So I remember this guy. He literally kept calling his dog. He's like, I should just call my dog Uber because he's so big. I just want to wrap my arms around him and have him take me home.
That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
I wrote Block Island because that's where it was. Okay. This one, I don't get it.
Oh, that's just my social security number.
I don't get it. The sister's metaphors. It's like having shit on your face. I'm good. Or a house that's rotting and everything is great, but your clothes all smell.
Wow.
That feels dark.
There's a tone.
That's Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. That's just a lyric from Alanis Morissette's latest album. Guys.
Can you repeat that house?
Wait, what?
Sisters,
repeat that whole thing.
So I think I'm trying to make metaphors about sisters.
Okay. About like having sisters, right?
Having sisters. It's like having shit on your face, but you're good. I just wrote, I'm good. Or a house that's rotting and everything is great, but your clothes all smell.
Your house
Guys,
is rotting,
I don't feel this anymore.
Great,
but your clothes all smell. Guys, I must have thought it was genius because I wrote extra things.
Wow.
Sounds like having sisters is fine, but also a little bit of a burden.
also this one. Mom, the woman who is bosses with death. See short film idea. In parentheses. I have a whole short film thing.
Oh,
okay.
I love that.
Yeah, guys. I don't fucking know. This is not good. Okay, keep going. This is dark.
I have two left on this one. This is my a recent one. Who can fall asleep faster challenge? And then
I love that.
If we just
you're going down, bro.
A live stream of just okay. And then I just wrote Beans from Even Stevens.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
So I have that.
That's a Nancy Grace, right?
Wow, that's Nancy Grace.
Oh, this is a real dumb one.
Ready?
I don't know what mindset I was in when I wrote this. Coyote Peterson getting bit by a bug, and then in quotations it just says, "Holy crap, oh my god, it's immediately so bad, dude."
What?
That's just what he did.
Oh, it's inflamed already.
Oh, dude, it's immediately so bad. And then what? Underneath I wrote that, "What if Coyote Peterson bit the bugs instead of..." Actually, that's just the plot of Manspider, is what I wrote. Do you know who Coyote Peterson is?
No.
Coyote Peterson's a YouTuber. He's this guy who wears a really cool hat. Like a Indiana Jones type hat, and he goes around the world and interacts with animals. He has like an animal YouTube channel, but his most viewed content is when he has like horrible insects sting him.
Wow!
He'll hold out his hand. He'll have them bite him. Like, it's insane content. He's my dream guest for Try Not to Laugh because he does a completely different thing.
He would do anything.
Yeah, so he should come on Try Not to Laugh and put the gloves on with bullet ants and do the
what
dance.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Holy.
But anyways,
crap.
I wrote that. So I think it was maybe in my head, like doing an impression of Coyote Peterson.
I love it. That's the thing. You don't know. Like, you're just like trying to figure it out and you just don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Very related to that for some reason. I have, and I remember coming up with this idea and then being like, I'll never do this.
Okay.
Steve Irwin looking for shapeshifter. It's been all over these parts shifting shapes. And then in parentheses, the shapeshifter looks like Steve Irwin when he finds him.
And he's like, oh,
wait. I think in my mind, at the end of that, if that were to be like a sketch, the Steve Irwin we followed from the beginning is the shapeshifter.
That makes a lot of sense. I was about to say that.
Yours and are actually pretty fucking cool and interesting.
He finds Steve Irwin, and that right. Steve Irwin goes, "Finally, I found you."
Exactly.
And then it's this whole twist.
Mine are really, really.
Amanda's having a break.
Mine are really dark.
I'm so sorry.
Mine are really dark. Someone bad at hashtags. Hashtag no, I don't wanna. Thanks.
Wait, hashtag, I love that.
Hashtag no, thank you.
Hashtag
no,
I don't
wanna. Thanks. I actually wrote that in as a hashtag. This actually really happened to me. A woman at the gym complimenting, "Nice body, gorgeous body. How'd you get it? My husband sent me here because he said I'm getting fat." That happened to me in a gym bathroom.
Oh my
what?
God.
I was like, okay. Thank you so much.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I know. It's God, mine are dark. Oh, your bum smells, prank calls.
Whoa.
Your bum smells, prank calls.
I didn't know you had an iPhone when you were 12.
No. My sis no. I used to... Don't worry about it. The amount of prank calls I did as a kid are fucked up.
You were a prank call kid?
I prank called constantly, and I conference called. So I would conference call people, and they go, "Hello, hello."
Oh, you just put them on the phone together?
That's
awesome. Did you call me? No. We'd call like people who just broke up, or a teacher and a student.
Whoa.
Oh,
you were hardcore.
My really good friend from home wants to get the prank call thing on there, where it's two landlines going like this, so they talk to each other. Dude.
That's devastating. That surprises me.
Then you listen in on their conversation. Isn't that messed up?
Yeah.
You
gotta do a little demonic shit when you're
younger. I was a naughty, naughty. Okay, go ahead.
I have one. This is a full sketch. Or not full, but it's like
Nancy
part of
Grace.
It. This is like the idea of one. I probably wrote this really quickly. Interior house. There's two guys, Davis and Brian. Davis. Yeah, man, I cheated on my wife. Brian. Oh my god. Yeah, I feel awful. Holy shit, man. I don't know what to say. It's okay. I don't expect pity. Anyways, you see the new Barbie movie? Oh, yeah, I have. It's so good. You got to see it. I've seen it like 3 times. Oh, okay. Knock at the door. Oh, fuck. My wife's home early. Whatever you do, do not tell her. Okay, okay. Oh, Cynthia walks in. Oh, hey, Brian. What are you doing here? I just stopped by. We were talking about the Barbie movie. Davis. Dude. What the fuck? Cynthia. Davis, what's going on? Nothing, babe. Davis was telling me how he saw it, and that's all. Nothing else. Cynthia, you saw the Barbie movie? Davis, we've talked about that movie. It's woke. We agreed not to watch woke movies. Davis, no, babe. I didn't see Barbie. I was too busy having an affair. What the fuck? Cynthia, I wish that were just the case, Davis, but I see through you. So it's a thing of like, don't tell.
The Barbie's worse.
Don't tell her. But
this is a recent sketch.
He thinks, oh, don't tell her about the affair, but don't tell her I saw the Barbie movie. And then it turns out Cynthia is anti-woke.
Fucking Cynthia's a bitch.
Cynthia.
That's a dumbass sketch.
Wait, I kind of love it, though. What else?
You want me to read more?
Yeah, give us one more.
Okay. These are things that I wrote down, and then I pitched to Spencer and Alex for the Games channel.
And what was their response?
I think they haven't said yes or no yet. So I pitched.
We'll get back to you.
If we see this,
years later.
If you see this on Smosh Games... You won't see it for a bit, or maybe, I don't know. But if you see it, you know that it came from my notes app. Sniper chess. So, two people playing chess right here at this table.
Mm-hmm. Someone's up there.
And then have two people on the other side of this set with sniper Nerf guns. So after we both take a turn, they have a chance, and they're also on our teams. Like, you have a team member, and I have a team member. And your team member tries to shoot a Nerf gun and knock my chess pieces off the board, and then it just counts to the chess game.
Oh.
So you get to just be like, after they both shoot their Nerf guns, if they knock a bunch of my pieces off, you have a huge advantage. And that's sniper chess.
I thought it was shooting at you if you fucked up a move.
No, no,
like,
no.
King's court.
That's not how it works. Can you play chess?
No, my husband can't.
I can. You can. Shane?
I know chess. Yeah, I'm not.
I can
good.
Play backgammon.
I don't know strategy, but I can play chess. And then I also had Jenga with pool cues, which I think is really fun. So like that. One of those big Jenga sets. Yeah. And then instead of pushing it out with your hands, you have to use a pool cue and knock it out.
Oh, you know what I thought?
Pool noodle.
I thought it was the pool cues as the Jenga.
Oh, no, that's insane.
Guys, not well.
Our brains are bad.
Our brains are bad. It's okay.
You said the right words.
Insane. Those are some ideas. And now we're going to probably get into weirder and weirder things from me.
Great.
So, Tommy, but you go.
Okay, so... quick pivot to pivot right back in. I used to say that my biggest fear was seeing an atomic bomb go off a little too far away from me to kill me immediately. So I have like a countdown of knowing when I'm about to get killed. Right.
That's my very specific fear.
You're right.
Have you seen Oppenheimer?
I kind of refuse to.
Yeah.
Don't see it.
Yeah. My new biggest fear is accidentally hitting someone while driving.
Like a
pedestrian.
That's a big one.
That's up there for me.
Yeah, I am terrified of that. Anyway, so meditating on that first biggest fear, I have this like idea for a sketch where like I see the bomb go off and I'm in my room and I'm like, shit, I'm about to die. I'm like, let's put on my favorite song so I can at least listen to it while I die. And then I'm scrolling through my Spotify for like a minute and a half. And I'm like, no, not that one, not that one. Which one do I want? That's it.
Oh my God. Wait, does that distract you from death?
Well, you know, I figure like if you're going out, it's like, let me put on my favorite jam. And then I'm like, not that one.
No. And then the bomb's just like, and you're like,
and then you finally get to a song and you play, but you don't have enough internet connection for it to load. You're like,
the Wi-Fi's a whoop.
And then amazing. To lighten that, I have professional distractor shaking hands.
Nice.
Yeah. Mine are getting to this.
Look over
place.
Here.
Mine are getting to this. Place.
Whoa.
Okay. These are just, I don't even understand these. Fun with girls. Yeah. Pop star in pain.
There it is.
Okay.
That feels good. No, I like that one.
Champagne woman saying, don't go.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
Oh.
Don't go.
I
think I know where you're getting at with that one. That's a woman with champagne. You're at a ball and like a guy's leaving, like a James Bond type of guy. And she's like, wait.
She's like, don't go.
Don't go.
Don't go.
Don't go. And he's like, I'm never going to date you anyway. She's like, okay, bye.
Okay.
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 Go back. Sephora mom trying to connect with kid. These are getting sad.
Okay.
aggressive real estate agent. These are now just characters.
I like Sephora mom trying to connect with kids. Like, son, do you know why I brought you here to Sephora? It's because all of us wear a mask. All of us put on layers. We all put on layers.
I also think you might
we
be
all
gay.
Wear a mask.
you to Sephora.
I also think
to get you started.
Okay, this is a long one, and then I'll move on. This is when I actually listened to a woman and wrote down everything she said.
I'm so excited for this.
Mary at the bar. I'm getting a tattoo of my dog Jaeger. I want it right here. So, anyways, my son is in Alaska. Why the fuck he's there? I have no idea. So, who's he? What's he? Says he's a good shooter because you know he was in the military. And then he was like, well, what do you want? And they were like, for you to move to San Diego. And he was like, all right. And I was like, do it. Fucking do it. Don't live so far anymore. He's the best. Seriously. So, who's he? What's he? Told him it's a go go. Huh? No, he's not going to move. But I'm going to keep telling that guy to call him till he does. Anyways, drink your margarita. It's all the gold tequila so you can have a good night. You guys come into the bar hot. Guys.
Whoa.
Guys. She must have been talking and I must have been going.
Yeah.
But I'll never use that.
I wish the writing would start to be like, hold on, guys. I need to stay on the phone with you. There's a woman that I think is writing down everything I'm saying. I feel crazy,
and
but
then
I'm
I start
certain.
Doing it literally. But of course she had like a fucking Boston accent. She was like, I got a tattoo of Jaeger. He moved to Alaska, which I'm like, fucking move so far away, but you know what I'm saying. Anyways. So how's your margarita? Gold tequila. So if you read it in a Boston accent.
It all makes sense.
It all makes sense because I swear they all have 500 stories going, and then the paths
they like
cross.
Bounce between.
Yes, you understand.
You should be a court stenographer, I think is the name
yeah.
of it. Yeah, you can.
Oh, I also really want a job of being the court stenographer.
Want to learn shorthand?
I just want to go. All I want to do is play a role like that in a movie, because if you watch them in the court, they're just going, and it's like, scratch that from the record, and then they go.
And then you wave a hand in front of their face that they can't see. You're like, wait.
There is this amazing
They're
meme.
Really good at hearing.
There's this amazing it. Meme that my friend's obsessed with of a court stenographer drinking, like she's drinking her coffee, but it's going too quick. This is real. And it spills. So she just goes, of the whole mug, she goes,
you have to
I
do a stenographer
I have to. I just to. Want to do a court thing and then just quickly pan over to me and I'm just like.
If you wanted to do it live, all you'd have to do is get an audio recording of a court and you play it and you sit down just in the middle of the stage and go.
Wait, Tommy, that's brilliant. Is that my next yeah. moment show?
And you don't have to like even say anything. It could be completely just.
We should, you know what our goal should be? You know how multiple times like every year a fake sign language interpreter ends up on a stage
how?
Somewhere doing just
and they're like,
crazy shit? Like they're doing the YMCA from the Village People. Yeah. And it's like a high up politician or something.
I know.
You should try to do that but as a stenographer.
Yeah,
and
sneak
just be like,
in.
Yeah, I can do it.
Scratches from the record.
We need to get one of those shorthand machines and just see who can do it best.
Nobody can.
Well, we should try to learn shorthand.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
a funny goal.
I would love to. Guys, maybe that's my one woman show. It's 45 minutes of me doing that.
I would watch it.
That's performance art territory. I love that.
Yeah.
I haven't okay.
I actually have to write that down in my notes.
Write that
app.
Down.
Yeah, can you write that down in your notes app? Oh, you're scrolling to the top?
You have to put the new ones at the top.
I have a lot that are not jokes. They're just me trying to remind myself of things. I have one that just says clothes, and underneath that it says camp collar shirt, chinos.
Oh.
So I think that was me just trying to be like, here's some clothing items.
Here's some clothes I want to do.
Here's some stuff. Loud mime.
You love mimes.
You love a mime.
Mimes are just funny to me. And then I have underneath that, I wrote guy who is regular. And underneath that I wrote...
Okay, Shane. Guy who is regular. That's me.
Guy who is regular. I'm going to do it on Try Not to Laugh.
We're not part of that.
And then I have underneath that, I wrote, I wrote guy who is not regular.
No.
What is wrong with you?
Look at this. Look at this. Look at
you
this.
You opened a whole new notes app
just for that? I do new ones.
You're insane.
That's why last night I was like, I need to spend an hour like collecting these.
You guys
these.
Have to do it all.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
On one big line.
No, that's psycho.
You look at you scrolling through
and
it like
no
the fucking
space.
Bible.
You can't have space. It's only
no,
separated
that's
by
insane.
You're insane.
It's On the Road by Jack Kerouac. It's bullshit.
Who's a guy who's regular versus a guy who's not regular?
I don't know. Guy who is regular.
Guy who is regular.
Hey, how are you? Guys who's not regular. Did you see my car? I don't know.
That's guy who's regular.
That's guy who's regular.
Right.
Come on.
You're right.
I have a lot of Smosh games types or pitches. Impossible question game. Two players have to ask pop culture questions they're sure the other can't answer.
Okay.
I guess it's like you go back trying to ask a question you're certain that your opponent can't answer, and you go until one of you does get one
does
right.
Does answer? Interesting.
I don't know.
Ask me anything about football. That'll work.
Who did Tom Brady play for?
The Patriots.
Whoa, I lost.
All right,
that.
Video's over.
Video's over.
And then it ends. Yeah, the video ends as soon
and
as
then ends, and then there's just snipers. Like.
And then there's Nerf snipers. And then underneath that, I think this was a story idea. Dream skippers. They learn that everyone is trapped within a single man's dream.
That's so scary.
Dream skippers.
Wait,
dream
that's really
skippers.
Scary.
What?
That's scary.
Yeah.
You guys remember the movie The Cell with J-Lo?
I've never seen The Cell.
I've also never seen it. Should I?
That's
it?
Anthony like Hopkins,
stuck,
right?
She's like stuck in someone's body.
Yeah, she gets stuck in someone's
it's
like
really
mind.
It's really scary.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
All right.
Guess I'm going to watch it.
Oh, this next app has a ton of shit. All right, well, go. You go, Tommy.
Go, Tommy.
I don't know which one to like hop into here. Okay. No one steal this. I might be making this, yes. But this was in here. HGTV's Fuck My House. Exterior house. Host stands in front of a street. He's a handyman type, a bit too energetic. The HGTV logo sits in the bottom right corner. Host, welcome back to HGTV's Fuck My House. We sent Dave and Ron to a hotel so we could start working. Now we're ready to show off what we've done. The host approaches Ron and Dave, the owners of the house. They're blindfolded. Dave, Ron, take off those blindfolds. Dave and Ron remove their blindfolds. Their expressions of hope turn to shock. Multiple people nude are humping the outside of the house. They moan in ecstasy. And he's like, let's head inside and show you how we fucked your living room. Interior living room. The three men move through the door past a man who's really into fucking the wall.
How do you fuck a wall?
I don't know.
Do you fuck a wall? Can you imagine? Honey, I love what they did with the kitchen. It's just five guys like, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
So insane.
Wait, you should save
that. I thought it was going to be a thing where they messed the house up really bad. And then it was very literal.
Nope. That's Tommy. They Holy very much shit. Fucked the house. That's brilliant.
Hey, thanks.
I went to a new notes app. Bob and Brad show how to stretch hips. They keep repeating names, and they respond with, yeah, yeah. Do not know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The brother of the heir to the throne. Creepy voice, high-pitched, always curious, always finding ways to hurt his brother. I think that's just Thor. I think that's just like the description of
that's
all the
key,
Thor
yeah.
movies.
Yeah.
I almost died like Bob Saget. Oh. That's a real one. A woman said that to me in acting class.
Oh, my God.
She went, she was wearing a bandage, a full bandage around her head in acting class.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding. And she went, and we're all like, we were doing a check-in, and she was like, not doing well. And we were like, everything okay? She went, I almost died just like Bob Saget. And I went, what happened? And she was like, well, I slipped down the stairs. Lucky I do yoga, so I barely got hurt. My limbs just went everywhere, and I was wearing a snow hat, and it protected me. And I'm like, but why do you have a bandage around your head? Okay, that's a real one. Anyways.
Whoa.
I kind of want to wear a bandage around my head to get attention.
Yeah.
That's great.
I just have a little blood spot.
I kind of want to do yoga, so apparently you don't die ever.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. Security guard at Trance Fest. Trance, not thumbs up. Well, every time I went, every time I said I went to Trance Fest, people were like, what? Trance music.
Yes.
Security guard at Trance Fest, thumbs up, trying to signal like on an airplane. Big mustache, really positive, always aiding with the concert goers. I know it's a bad system, but I gotta follow it. Thumbs up.
What the
hell? Yeah.
This is a real guy that I was watching at Trance Fest, just like,
dude. And then a plane lands on everyone.
Moving these people while the people were sitting in the dark having gold, having glow on their fingers, going like this
doing
to their
drugs
partners.
And stuff?
No, they were going like this to their partners, and they were like, this was Trance Fest. And the stenographer's there.
She's writing down all the beats.
Thumbs up. It just says thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. Okay.
I have one. I have a note titled "Dumb Ideas."
Okay.
So you know it's gonna be good.
So
brilliant.
TLC Boardroom, which is, I mean,
TLC the Learning Channel.
TLC.
The Learning Channel, not TLC. like
the band.
Okay, what if we did a song called No Scrubs? No, TLC Boardroom, and like just them being the most messed up people on earth. It's like, all right, we got a show. We need a show, and then having a guy be like, shit, MILF. Manner, and but make it like really weird and like incestual. They're like, great, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That'll fit in.
That could be a real show.
Speaking of fitting in, this is a show I actually think could work. Maybe I would do someday a show called Fitting In, where I try to be a character that fits in at a crazy place. So like, I go to like some kind of convention, but I try to like go try to these guys of being like, some people would think that I belong there, and I interview people, but they don't think I'm an outsider.
So Shane at Burning Man.
Yeah, and I try to be like a guy at Burning Man.
A burner.
I try to be a burner.
Then you have to build like a wooden sculpture just
like
that.
Tattered clothes.
I did pitch this idea, and we decided it doesn't really work for logistical reasons, but I would love to try.
How many ideas did you pitch that Alex and Spencer went,
these are, I don't always pitch it to them. I pitch it maybe to like Kiana or to the social department. Cast paints art and donates it to Goodwill to see whose ends up being worth the most. Like, we all paint stuff, we donate it to a Goodwill, and then we return to that Goodwill and
aren't
see what price.
Much?
So, like, whose is like, oh, your painting is only, they
wait,
only, they're only selling
I
it for a dollar.
That
the
wait,
problem is that.
That
when you donate it, they don't necessarily sell it at that same Goodwill.
No.
So, logistically, it was
it's
tough to be like,
to
where is it going to be at?
Yeah. Have you been to a donating center?
Yeah.
You have no idea where
I
it's
donate
going.
So
you
much
could
stuff.
Do, what if you did like a Buffalo Exchange or a Crossroads?
I mean, yeah, maybe that. Do they do
the Crossroads do not.
They don't do
they'll
art.
Be like, I'm sorry, is this Gucci?
Right, no,
we don't
I know.
Take those.
I don't know.
That's why I do Buffalo and not Crossroads.
Yeah, Buffalo. I don't think they take art.
No, they don't. I was just saying. They're more singular.
Can you imagine buying art at Buffalo Exchange? It's I don't even know what it would be. Women with like sunglasses on?
Yeah.
Oh, last one here before I move on. I'm not done with this note. We'll come back to this. But it says D&D, either a druid who talks to animals or a human or demon who is a salesman who is a warlock and makes deals with the devil.
Wait, you're doing half of that.
I wrote this down before we did. This is from April 3rd. So this is before we started D&D.
That's
huge.
Crazy.
I know.
That's
so that
what
was,
you wanted.
That was being like, oh, I'll be a druid.
That's what you
Anyways.
Wanted.
Tommy.
Similarly, like ages ago, I don't have it in front of me right now, but I saw it in one of the earlier swipes that I was doing. I wrote, I found it. This was, I think, like 2019 or 2018. Fake reality show reunion as a framework for sketches, which we did.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, well, it worked and it was funny. And then I have finished this sketch in huge bold letters.
Right.
Jesus in a saloon. Cowboy. Who's the new guy? Bartender. Oh, that's just our Lord and Savior. Praise him. Jesus with a cigarette and hat looks up, nods. That's it. And
you need like to folders. Finish that sketch. You're like, it's finished. It's finished. I would watch that.
That's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, that's Hallmark in 20 seconds.
Like,
yeah.
Like Jesus in like a
no, that's
being like,
Jesus, Lord our Savior.
He's like,
howdy. So,
that's Jesus, Lord our howdy. Savior. God bless him.
And then I have, now we're getting into just like garbage territory. Yeah. Professional friend gets too many friends, becomes overbooked, no longer professional friend.
Oh,
that's so sad. Great.
Too many
professional
friends.
Too many friends.
Too many friends.
Snapper in a band, documentary, The Snapper.
Wait, I actually
what?
Love that.
Yeah.
That's right next to the stenographer. Yes. Literally, guys, that's brilliant.
Do you remember there was a guy on America's Got Talent named Johnny Rocket Fingers who was like a professional snapper.
Like a quick snapper?
He was a quick snapper, and he actually was pretty talented.
You guys, this is derailing for 1 second, but do you guys ever watch shows and only watch the background actors?
100%.
Movies and only watch the extras?
Oh, if I'm rewatching a movie.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing.
Well,
you've
like
ever
Spider-Man,
seen.
I think it's Spider-Man or Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire has a woman in the background that you see at one point in a big like crowd scene where like Spider-Man shows up to fight the Green Goblin or Dr. Octopus. You see a woman in the background doing like shaking her head back and forth very dramatically. She goes like this. She goes, "That's Spider-Man."
Stop.
You can clearly see her. You can very clearly see her.
Dude, I love watching background actors because they go,
"Oh, they're
what?
They're selling it.
They're selling yeah. it." So sorry, I just had to derail.
A friend of mine did background acting, or was recently in a background. I think it was like a more. It wasn't like a big film. It was just like a smaller film or whatever. And they kept cutting and giving notes, and he was the only one getting notes. They're like, "Ted, you're doing it too big. They're like,
no.
Scale it back."
No. No.
I love that. I love that.
Ted.
No, he's great.
Ted.
I love it. I love it. All right, what you got in
okay.
mind? Okay. Read us some
like
other
you said, you're going to garbage
shit.
Territory. Yes. I've been there, all right? So I'm going to just continue in garbage territory.
Great.
Store clerk who is too involved.
Oh.
Store clerk who takes it personally. The person who is hurt that you won't buy anything from your store. Guy at Eyeglass Place. Hi, welcome. So glad to have you here. I love your hair. We have a lot of spots already. So highly suggest booking an appointment with me now. What's your name? Your name? Just to check. Your insurance covers you. Okay. Yeah, sure. Take your time. I'll be right here. Just watching. Okay, that's one. Oh, and then I wrote bye. And then I wrote in parentheses, tears. Oh. telenovela stars. That's it.
There you go. No, I totally
Again,
get
that's
it.
An
telenovela
Grace.
Stars.
That's a Nancy Grace.
You guys are fun. That's just one.
Oh, thanks.
That's probably someone going like, you guys are fun.
Yeah.
You guys are fun.
Were you not there? Ian said that to...
What?
Ian said that in a Beopardy.
I saw the clip.
Yeah.
You guys are a good group.
You guys are a fun group.
That's basically this character where someone's just like, you guys are fun.
You guys are so fun.
You guys are fun.
And he's in a cage with a bunch of gorillas.
You guys are fun.
You guys are fun.
This is a really old one.
Okay.
And it says Wet Cop.
Whoa.
This one is from October 2022 or something like that, which maybe it,
oh, so right before you started doing
yeah,
Wet Cop.
That must have been like right before.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Wet Cop. And then Irish UPS Man, which is definitely a TNTL that I wrote and did.
Nice.
Yeah, I had that last night. I was like, "Oh, I've done. I that. At, yep." I was like, "These are all of my TNTL ideas."
Yeah, I'm getting to the point where some of these. Oh, this one's the last one. I'll just do one more. I almost died last night. Did you see me trip? Question mark.
What?
Guys, I don't know what. And then I just have my dad's name on here.
I love this because I don't write down ideas until they're ideas. You know what I mean? Like you have these like a bunch of starters.
These are
and
all
you have some
starters.
Real ideas in there too, of course. And then you have like you know, not to discount it. Anything. I just like I should be doing this.
No, it's great.
These are you're leading the charge, and they're mainly based on they're like. From the start of a character, like
right.
They're rooted in.
It's really cool.
These are not, I write them and I don't reread them until I need inspiration.
That's smart.
That's the best huge. Way to do it so you don't judge it and erase it.
Yeah.
That's, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just write
I'm learning from you today.
Write starters, guys.
I'm learning from you today.
Pretty
thank
cool.
You. Thank you, Painter Barbie.
You're so welcome. I left Ken and I became a human and I decided I'm going to paint houses. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
I have RIP. I have a Let's Do This pitch, which I did pitch and they liked it.
Aww.
And they wanted to do it, but we didn't get to it, which is how to hide a dead body. And I
kind of love that.
Yeah. And I still think it's a challenge that we could.
I love it too.
Like if we have a dummy and we just see who can hide the dummy in like 2 minutes and who can find it. In
wait,
2 minutes.
That's actually brilliant. And dark. I like it.
Yeah. I wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Anyways. I wrote a fresh banana hanging out with a ripe banana and being influenced by them.
Well, you're really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, been around for a minute.
And the ripe is all like brown and got like
see all these spots.
Yeah. You're going to be like me if you hang out with me.
Yeah.
I learned that from Hank Green that ripe bananas release a enzyme or something that ripens bananas. So that's why if you have fresh bananas next to ripe bananas, those fresh bananas will start to become ripe really fast.
Oh my God, I've been fucking doing it wrong my whole
life. Yeah, you want to just try to eat your ripe bananas or turn them into banana bread.
And does it do it to other fruit?
No, I think just bananas.
Bananas influencing bananas. So you're saying I can put a brownish banana next to a freshest banana and that'll make the fresh banana better to eat sooner.
Yes.
Ripe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
That is also true. I think I'm not a scientist, but Hank Green told me that. Okay, this is a sketch that I only have the like premise of, but I actually love this sketch and I've thought about it more over the months. Dart destination date, and she throws it on your best friend's house. So she's going to go stay with him for a week.
Wait.
So I know some people.
Like when you throw a dart at a map and you're like, we're going there.
Yeah, I had some friends who were like, oh. And so he was like, his birthday gift to her or anniversary gift to her was like, hey, take this dart. Here's a map of the world. Throw it. And then we're going to spend a vacation there. And she perfectly threw it at like, it landed in Italy. It's like, okay. But.
She's like,
and maybe it's a thought starter. Maybe it's like put it on the. But I like the idea of like, okay, take this dart and throw it, and it's like okay, throws it. Perfectly, it's like, wow, that landed Los Angeles. Okay, let's get in closer. It's like, oh my God, oh wait, that's 2 blocks away. That's Greg's house. That's crazy. And then just like being like, well, I guess we're gonna go. It's like, oh, and he's like, oh, I only have one bed. Like, I don't have enough room for both
this feels
of
like
you.
A 90s rom com.
Yeah.
Not feel like no, a 90s rom com when it's like, when they land in LA. She's like, huh? And he's like, I only have one bed. And the boyfriend's like,
I guess I'll go home.
I guess I'll go home and leave you guys to fuck.
That's kind of the end of that run of that one. Tommy.
Find your wife PI.
What?
I think the idea.
Hey, that's a starter.
That is a starter.
That's a good starter.
I think the idea there was like my dad would always be like, where's Pam? Like in the house, just like, where's Pam? And like hiring a private investigator to find your wife inside your own home.
Is your mom's name is Pam?
Pam.
So my dad's girlfriend's name is Pam.
Wait.
Oh.
And he always goes like, where's Pam?
Can Pam, does Pam have trouble lifting her arms above her head?
Yeah.
Oh, that might be my mom. She should have done yoga.
Really quick, Tommy.
Yes.
I came across another note called characters, and the first one is loud mime. I've written
again.
I've written it several times.
You are out of control.
Loud mime. And then when we wrote dumb sketches with Angela, I wrote the mime family where they're loud mime.
You're obsessed.
I finally got it out. I think I just finally got it done with.
You purged it from your brain.
That's freaking hilarious. Loud mime.
Loud mime.
Oh, I have one titled Try Not to Laugh. We'll get back to that.
I have one too.
Tommy, do you have any?
I'm just hunting now. I just have character ideas, like character starters. I really, really want to do a like teenage girl stage manager for a theater show.
Oh.
You know I love
being
that.
Like, this weekend I reviewed all of the cues. Guys, we're going to need you to do, you know, like, I don't have it like written out yet, but I just
that's
like,
good.
That's
you
such
know,
a person,
I love
you know?
It. Didn't I kind of play a character like that in one of a Smosh video that I punched myself in the face?
What?
Remember with
what
Ian? Where I'm like, everyone shut the fuck up. And the director, he's like, thanks, Molly. Like, thank you.
I think
it.
I remember
it
that.
It was like an old one.
Oh, like a sketch.
A sketch here at Smosh.
Oh, like a main
wow.
sketch.
Yeah,
like
a main sketch.
Oh.
I think it was like 3.5 years ago.
That's crazy.
Because I was like, this is a character that I love to play.
Holy crap.
So it's such a fun character.
You want to put on a wig or you want me to do it? Let's do it. We can
do
it together.
Let's do it.
I'll take right. I'll take left stage. You take right. Cues. That's so funny.
What else you got, Amanda?
Okay. Horrible ones. Actually, this one's kind of fun. Young, shitty motel clerk girl. No blood, no semen, no ranch. That's our biggest rules. ranch is really hard to get out of the carpet. Like, what? That one's pretty fun. I should have done that. That's fun, actually.
That is fun. Throw that to the top.
I'll throw that one to the top, or I'll star it a million times. That really gets me in.
The stars?
Yep. What's up? You look depressed. There's food in the fridge, air in your lungs, and it's a gorgeous day out. That's actually like a direct
what
quote from my mother.
I was about to say, who said that?
Why do you look depressed? There's food in the fridge, air in your lungs, and it's a gorgeous day out.
Wow.
Get out of here.
That is what a boomer says to someone who looks
like.
Yep. Uh-huh. Oh, Lyft driver. Do you believe in ghosts? I was on the toilet once in a hospital, and the light kept turning on and off. Ghost. This is like a real quote from a real person. Most of these are real quotes.
I love this.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Also, do you guys do videos and attach it to your notes?
Never.
What? No. What you recorded?
So this is like an idea? Like you've written
yep.
down?
What
like,
the hell?
Are you vulnerable enough to play one of them for
Maybe,
us?
Yeah.
She carries a satchel of dirt in her hand. Just as you hear some dirt from New Mexico and breathe, I just felt like you needed to get grounded. Because I see a lot of trauma and a lot of fear and a lot of pain behind her.
Guys, I did her.
I was about to say, I remember her.
I did her on stage.
Whoa, I just got a crazy vision.
You're just talking to yourself?
Yeah. I get a lot of them in the car.
That's your spot.
And when I do, I film myself and talk like the character and I add it attached to my notes.
You're still going.
Oh, this is a minute 30. Sometimes I have 5 minutes.
Holy.
So when I get it, I have to do the voice and the character or else I lose it.
It's like you got to get it out while it's
here. You should upload those onto Instagram if they're fine to post.
Yeah. A lot of these I can't show because I'm naked in a lot of them. Like, I'll get out of the shower with my hair soaking wet and I'll be like, all right, we got to share the trip.
I like the idea that your husband's like, why don't you send me a nice photo? So you send that, you're like, hey, listen, I've been through it. He's like,
you better wash your ass.
He's like, oh, this was not what I
was thinking. He's on his computer playing video games, and I'm like, you better wash your ass, you piece of shit.
That's a healthy relationship right
Guys,
there.
Guys, literally, yeah. It's full on over here.
Oh, my
here.
God.
Oh, my God. I have one here that... So this is a note titled "Try Not to Laugh," and I always have one like this.
That's smart.
And a lot of my "Try Not to Laugh" jokes come from this. Like, for instance, "You're My Favorite Pizza Place" was
it was a note.
It was a note that I had written out.
So cool.
Here's one that I haven't done yet, but I think I want to do it soon.
Ooh.
Preview.
In fact, I probably would have one of you guys help me and be the like announcer. So it's a commercial.
Fun.
So I would walk out onto the set, and I'd be kind of sniffling, and I'd just be kind of like. Oh, man. And you'd be like, seasonal allergies got you down? You're like, I'm like, yeah. And it's like, Flobutrin can be used to treat seasonal allergies. And all of a sudden I have it. And I'm like, oh, and it's like, it'll brighten up. It'll clear out everything. And I'm like, yeah. And it's like, but it can cause one side effect. And all of a sudden, I just want to slowly just be like,
oh, no.
God.
And I would like, just start charging around the set and like have maybe someone walk out and I'd like grab them and I'd like beat them to the ground. I'm just like freaking out, just like And
that's
then,
a pretty good.
And then after I stop for a second. I kind of like stop and I go silent, but I'm still full chimp. And then the announcer goes, bloating.
Wait, I don't get it.
That's not the side effect.
That's not the side effect. It's like there's one side
effect. There's one side effect.
I act like a chimp and it's like bloating.
Dude, wow.
Yeah.
That's freaking intense.
I love that.
Damien. I could do that to Damien. Love that.
I wrote down Cool Nan, Conan the Barbarian, but with metal hair and sunglasses. And then I wrote, we now return to Dumpster Wizard on the CW. Dressed sexy with a white emo wig. Hello, weary travelers. Looking to enter the forest, huh? Best be careful. I've seen many travelers enter. None returned. He gives them a thoughtful look and then a smirk. Plays harmonica.
Hell yeah.
What? I love that.
Yeah, I'll probably spice that one up a little bit. Probably need to make that
Didn't work in the room, but
I need to make that one.
I pitched it to Alex and Spencer,
funnier.
And they're going to call me in a week.
Tommy,
you have any?
This is a good like little end because it's just like it's like how I started like with the I'm about to bust a duct. It's just like this is a tweet
so
basically.
Funny.
A YouTube video titled "My Mental Breakdown," but every time I sob, it gets faster.
Oh.
You know those YouTube.
that's the most online thing.
Yeah, I know.
What?
There's like YouTube videos where it's like. You know, the Smosh cast, but every time Amanda laughs, it gets faster. Like that's like a type of YouTube video.
A famous one that's online is the entirety of the B movie, but it speeds up anytime someone says B.
So
by the end, it's just lightning fast.
Okay, I've missed this whole.
This is like an old note. So anyway, that's a good little bookend.
That's a good bookend.
It's a little bookend to my whole thing. That.
I guess maybe I'll have one bookend. Okay, I have another I almost died last night. What is wrong with me? This I absolutely did on TNTL. This is my TNTL one, which I stopped using because all of these are old. I now just go in and fucking wing it. My husband keeps digging a hole in the backyard and I have no idea why, question mark. I definitely did this one with
That's
you.
Great.
Wow, yeah, that's so fun.
Holy crap. I have a ton more and I guess we'll just have to do this again sometime.
I think we'll have to do this again because I have novels.
Yeah,
and
I'd
videos.
Say, holy crap.
And videos.
This prompt was so inspiring to me. I just, like, can't explain. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for, like, letting me do this. But also, like, literally just, like, the prompt of, like, oh, look at the funny things in your notes app. I'm like, I haven't done that in forever. And
right?
I'm like, wait, there's some good shit in here.
And also, you can start with just, like, one sentence sometimes.
Yeah. Yep, stenographer. We got gold out of this.
Literally gold.
Oh, man. Well...
Thank you, guys.
This has been great. Thank you.
Thank
guys.
You, Tommy.
Hey, thanks.
You're the best.
Oh, you're the best. Man.
Guys, that was Smosh Mouth. If you have a moment, go through your notes app and just laugh.
Yeah, write down in the comments below the dumbest thing you have in your notes app.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Put it in quotations and then post it down there.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Get out of here.
Bye.
Shoo.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.